Yes.
Fair warning to everybody. It has been a weekend where we haven't had meetings. So, like, everybody is fresh now to talk.
Speak for yourself. I am tired. This is Boris is doing, Altari. Does it send you a director bot if you clap too frequently?
Yeah, it does.
Beautiful.
You can only clap for 5 minutes because otherwise your hands get tired.
We're slowly turning Elysium into a mud.
Oh man, good old days of muds.
There's mysterious things that will happen if you clap more than like once.
Really? Oh no. This is great.
There's certain milestones you can hit.
Oh
no.
Up to the fire sign and clapping.
Did you make that only works during the fireside or something like that? Otherwise, like people stay clapping in Elysium all the time.
No, but it will happily ban people from Elysium if they just shit up the channel by clapping every time.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think we should. Don't punish the people for expressing their feelings through hand motion.
No, but like if you like build a bot to just clap 24/7 in Elysium and just shit up the conversation.
Well, yeah, okay.
Now, one thing you could do, like have direct bot if you clap more than 5 times after each other, the same, like, then you just get kicked off the channel or something, like timeout for 15 minutes. That would be funny.
I wonder if you could use the reminder bot to clap for yourself.
No.
I thought little Bobby Tables would let it do it.
People have abused it in Elysium in Ilum before to do things.
Oh yeah, I did that once.
Yeah, so we fixed that.
Damn. Alright, let's get started. So we did no meetings today for our directors. Everyone was putting in the good work yesterday. Is our like Mumble server going down? We're dropping people like crazy right now.
People stopped listening to the channel.
I think V is getting in a fight.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
So, yeah, he was. People were listening, and when he was waiting for FRT to fight.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, perfect. All right. Anyway, welcome. We had a very good day yesterday. Thank you to everyone who. I'm out to come and blow up the two Sotoyas of the TTC. That was an excellent fight. I've been enjoying reading about the aftermath. For those of you who missed it, we got in a slugfest, outnumbered. We came out about 2-1 on the BR, which, as you know, is not our primary objective, but always nice to be able to do. And our primary objective was to blow up the Sotoyas, which we did. If you're like me and you're a degenerate who reads the Reddits, I was greatly enjoying them saying, you guys weren't outnumbered, you know, look at the BR, only accounting for like the total number in the fight, not the actual fight itself where we were outnumbered. It's sort of like at the fight at their Keepstar a week or two ago, whenever it was, and there was like 1,000 frat in another system, and they just conveniently pretended that they didn't exist. So that's becoming a frequent thing that I've been enjoying seeing the malding about. One thing I've been thinking about a lot is, you know, this is another time that we've gone in, waded in, and assaulted something in their time zone. What have they done? Like, when have they done anything like this? I cannot think of it. I'm sure it's happened, but like, when was the last time these people went on the offensive and assaulted something? And please don't tell me World War B. Like, that's literally what I see them talk about. Like, oh yeah, we attacked you in World War B when you had 3-1 odds, by the way.
No, I think they fought together against against XIX, and now XIX is blue with them again, and like for a while. And I don't know if there's current status, etc. But was that not like the last?
Oh, yeah.
That they kicked XIX.
Initiative and them, you know, fought against XIX and evicted them.
Yeah, and then they did like the great assault of on Blob, Like that, yeah. that was of course also
I remember them killing you know Keepstars that were undefended. I do remember that.
After
we went in under their jammers, gated Supers in and killed their Keepstar.
Those kind of things. Yeah, I think that is their big achievements that they're very proud of.
So these people are. I have a feeling. I know that a lot of them listen to the Fireside. And I feel like there are people out there who have the intrusive, you know, thoughts coming in because they know the same thing. They know it's true. They're for the other team. You know, they support the other team and they don't want to admit it. But, you know, if you're listening to this and you're feeling those intrusive thoughts, just be like, yeah, they're accurate. Maybe I am on the wrong side. Maybe I should be on the other side. Is this a therapy session? No, it's a call out session.
Maybe
when you join us.
Maybe they should fold out Goblins and like install somebody else who's more aggressive and like all never runs from a fight like Headliner.
I can't tell. You just hit me over the top, Apple. Sometimes when I think you're being serious and then you're being sarcastic, it took me a second to process. Goodness gracious! All right. Make a call out Reddit post. I don't need to. Their own posts are the call out, man. Like their post. Hey, here's a picture of us shooting an abandoned Keepstar. Go team. Here's us fighting in Chinese time zone, even though we're not Chinese. Go team. Bristas will be doing it on the meta show. Exactly. There you go. Good job, Brisk.
Don't forget, here's a picture of the BR because it currently looks good, but you can't have a link to it because we're going to lose it a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, I've sniffed it right now. Please do not investigate any further.
The funny thing is after Sniper pinged that, they linked the battle report, not as a ping, but just in channel, they linked the battle report so people could just see how the final total was after Sniper pinged. It was just too funny.
So, I do have a couple things. Although we did not have any meetings, the great disconnected directorate has given me a few things to tell you guys. The most important being, if we give you a Praxis in Jita, please contract it back to DJ's retirement fund. So if you got a ship, please contract it back to DJ's retirement fund. We've got like 140 back. There's a few left out there. We don't really want to run them down, just contract them back. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was... Someone gave me like way too long of a paragraph I have to read. Can we give a big shout out to the skirmish commanders who stepped up to run reinforcements? Yeah, that's actually a great call. So I saw Yanni was doing it, and there were some others, and I'm sorry, I don't remember their names right now. But that's always one of those like vital jobs that happens during a fight. We were actually at a moment where Altair, that's a dumb photo. We had a moment during the fight where we couldn't find an FC, and you know the team was like, "Well, who do we get to do this?" And I'm like, "Just get a skirmish commander. This is how this is how you get your experience. Like, wait, you know, when there's an opportunity. I had an opportunity in 2014 when all the FCs were trapped in 10% tie-dye, and they're like, "Well, let's let this new Asher kid do something." Basically, the same thing happened to me. So. Congrats to the dudes who stepped up. All right, so that's all the things I have on my list to remind people. One other thing, though, is that they are doing a mass test on Singularity, which is the 27th, I believe. And if you go, they will reward you with like a lot of Evermarks, I think 15,000. So if you want to help CCP test out some new tie-dye systems and stuff, go there.
I'll step in for a second. The important part of that is that if you've been on a cap fleet recently... You've probably undocked and then been like, dude, where's my Keepstar? So they are testing things around solving that problem, and it's something that we've been very loud about, something that our CSMs have been very loud about, so let's go put 2,000 people into that test system so that they can really get a chance to test it.
Great call out there, yeah. All right, so if you guys got any questions, throw them my way. I will try my best to answer them.
Did I just completely steal what you unmuted to say, Kaz?
Have I stood a PI? I have not.
I was just confirming, yes, also do PI. But yeah, the mass test is important. Let's goon rush it.
If you could erase one thing from history, what would it be? Altheon asked that. I would probably erase the moment that your parents conjugated you.
Woo!
I heard something about an AU time zone fireside. Yeah, we're going to be doing one sort of soon. Not a verb? Yeah, it had to do with conjugal. So you're good. You're good, Jeremy. Is there anything we can do with hostile blob staging and NPC delve? I mean, yeah, you could put a dictor there, but generally it's just something we have to live with. Please don't be riding in a super with the beehive down.
Also have you super fit, right? It helps a lot.
If the enemy is so weak, why not be even more hostile and hit them where it hurts? Theron asked that. That's a great question. You want to do this every week in Chinese time zone. The vast majority of people don't, so that's the reason that we do not go and hit them where it really hurts, because no one's interested in starting a war and fighting in Chinese time zone every weekend and every week. The other thing is that I have said it on here before, that we are really going to be changing NullSec in the short to midterm, and we're going to wait and see what they do. There may be some solutions to that, there may not. Who do you think in Horde would be a better leader than their current one? I don't know. I don't know a lot of people in Horde. What color are your shoes? I am wearing sandals.
I have some people asking about move-ups for their big ships. I was planning to do it today, but there's another important thing happening today for G-Shell, so we're doing some move-ups tomorrow. So around this time tomorrow, and maybe one in earlier in Australian time zone if I wake up. So tomorrow we have some move-ups to get capital sum.
Thunder Oscold asks, what kind of changes in Null can we expect? We don't know. I mean, that's, you know, the fun of CCP. We don't know. We'll find out when they announce it. My cunt sweat says pineapple and pizza, Asher. Don't let people tell you what to do. If you like pineapple and pizza, put it on there. I don't really do it, but, you know, more power to you. Socks or no socks with sandals? What am I, German? Of course no socks.
He lives in Florida, not Boulder. Come on.
Just for the record, guys, marinara sauce, too spicy for Asher. He doesn't do pizza.
Thanks. You know, I don't know why you guys thought that because we didn't have meetings, you needed to talk now, but apparently you do.
We have all these words bottled up that we usually get to get rid of on Saturday mornings, and
your
so
word sacks
you
are
did
full.
This to yourself.
Yeah, okay. With the shift in war fronts, will skirmish commanders be getting new standing orders? Thorius asked that. You know, watch and channel. We'll see. What about Stormbringer riding? It's great. Pharos Warrior, I don't know what you're asking specifically about, but yeah, if you want to get into it and you don't have a full flock of Stormbringers yet, then you can join Theta. They're doing group Stormbringer ratting, so you can just use one as you build up your characters to it. Dreads 101 when, and in general Cap 101, that's something we've been working on, but various things like this timer have been getting in the way. Expect it relatively soon, hopefully when we have a little downtime. Do you like the Vanguard first-person shooter, says Tara LeKay. I used to be really good at shooters, or at least, you know, pretty darn good. But I have gotten significantly slower, and it's like, you know, trying to do something you were good at and finding out you're not very good at it anymore. It kind of bums me out. I don't really do shooters that much anymore.
You're getting old, I hear.
Yeah, you're right. Will I get shamed for doing dread crabs outside of the umbrella? Potentially, yes. Yeah, Vanguard definitely needs, from what I've seen, a little bit of tuning before it'll be a good game. Will there be a structure anchored in Conid, Iridia, Corazor for more moons to mine? Unlikely. I don't know. Moon policy is not my number one thing, but I don't think that's something we're doing. When can I use my Lancer Dread in a fleet? Not for a while, probably, Internet Knight. They're sort of edge case useful, but in general, not particularly.
When hostiles come up with an offensive jump freighter doctrine.
Any other tax havens like I Choose You on the mini potentially in the future? So, you know, part of the issue with the TTC was how large it was. They could, you know, shift it to Fortizars, but those will be easier to remove. And also just letting the markets fill up with Plex and then knocking them down has a stronger deterrent effect than knocking one down a week later, which is one of the reasons that we waited after we blew up the Keepstar to do this. We wanted to let the market refill with Plex orders and then blow it up, not do it a week later when there were essentially no Plex orders other than the ones they were laddering to make it look like an active market.
So to all the people in the Imperium complaining about, hey, I lost my Plex orders also, don't put them in there again because you might lose them again.
Yeah, I hope you weren't running in there.
What Apple meant to say is, haha, get fucked.
Yeah, that's more what I'm thinking about. Will we destroy the Ogenin Frat Trading Keepstar? Probably not. That's not on our radar right now. War when, says Steven the Pirate. So this is something I've talked about a lot already, but basically what you should be looking for and what you'll probably see in the near future is events rather than war, like this TTC event, you know, attacking the Keepstar the week before, that kind of thing. Those are what we're trying to provide that are exciting. The appetite for war in Chinese time zone is not really there. I talk to members a lot. Obviously, I talked to you guys here in a corporate session, but I talked to a lot of people in fleet and individually, and the appetite for war, continuous war in Chinese time zone is extremely low. So as long as that's the situation, we probably won't be departing for a long, grindy war. Why does Asher sound like Wreck-It Ralph? I didn't know I did. Can they not anchor another Satoyo in HiSec, says Sraven Shadow. Nope, you can no longer anchor XL structures in HiSec. That is done. Just joined. Do we leave Dreads in HYTAC? What are we doing with that, Apple?
What are we talking about? Capitals. I just told everybody that Capitals. We do move-ups tomorrow.
Move-ups tomorrow. There you go. GB says, translation, we are thirsty for war, but until CCP NullSec changes hit, we are going to continue peacetime stockpiling until morale improves. Yeah, like I said, events is what we're offering now. You know, I also think, like, there were some first-time tie-dye enjoyers and experiencers of that fight going, wow, this is really slow. Yeah, that's tie-dye for you. You have to look at it as an event and a spectacle. Like, that's how I feel about big tie-dye fights, is that they're not necessarily the most exciting, so they should be memorable. Is the Ishtar the best ship to Anomaly Rat and Delve, or is there a better ship that costs less than 500 million? So, Malin Barr, that's a good question. If you are using one, the Ishtar is the best ship. As you get to more accounts and scale, then you can start saying Stormbringers, like on a 4 or 5 account scale, that probably is better. But you can still run Ishtars on that scale. What you don't want to do is you don't want to run, you know, Paladins or any sort of Marauder. That's a trap.
If you're looking for a cheaper, low skill point option, Myrmidons are also pretty good.
Yeah, I usually rat in Myrms because I don't pay any attention when I rat. So I'll turn on the shield alarm. You know, if I'm doing crabbing, then I pay attention. But if I just don't want to pay any attention, I'll do a Myrm. I'll turn on the shield alarm. And then if a newt tackles me, I'll fire up the NKD. And like, I'd say 6 times out of 10, I still get the Myrm out, which I think is pretty funny. Keep my reppers, MJD away, laugh. Are there any plans to get control of the perimeter market structures instead of them? Not particularly. We don't really want to do that. please yell at Mike for smoking? Mike, are you smoking? Seriously? Grow up.
He's probably way too stressed from being in the army.
Mm-hmm. What's better, Ishtar or Merm? So in the terms of absolute, if they make Hansu, it is Ishtar. You will make more money using an Ishtar. But a Merm will make about 80% of that and cost significantly less and is insures for a good value. So if you want basically a Merm after like two or three ticks, you're ISK positive with insurance. So if you're a lazy ratter like I am, then maybe a Merm is good. Did we have a follow-up on the implant SRP payout question, says Benjamin Hayward. No, we were going to talk about it at our meetings today and kind of strategize a little bit on that, but no meeting. So we're going to, that'd probably be a week or two before we have anything on that. Maybe longer. Did you go and see Dune? I have seen it in theaters twice. It's very good. Ahead of the next tie-dye fight, should we have a plan for a watch party for during the fight, as you said? What movie sounds good? Yeah, I was talking about doing a watch party. I don't know. Maybe we can make a Discord server and screen share, but I think you're limited to how many people you can screen share with. So we have to figure something out. Favorite Kirkland snack to sneak into a Dune movie, ask Ghoster. So I just go to Chick-fil-A and I bring it into the movie theater. Mostly they don't care, but I have this thing where I just go, I asked your manager and they said it was fine to the person making minimum wage at the door. And that has never failed to work. They're just not paid enough to care. So the I asked your manager, they said it's fine. Routine almost always works. Unethical life hack. Is that really unethical? Like, is it unethical not to like not pay $16 for popcorn? I don't know. Favorite writing ship, I do Rourke Beakwins, yeah, that's correct. Lying is unethical? Maybe. You don't know that I didn't ask the manager, though.
There's a question about the Bistot rule in Scrollback. We're waiting to see this month's MER to make any decisions.
Asher, you got to think more of the movie theater owner's CEO. Good point. I'm basically taking money right out of his pocket.
He won't notice that $5 unless he works for AMC.
Yeah.
But what if people get bonuses for all the sales they do on the counter, etc.? So then you're stealing from all the hardworking people there.
Apple, if you think I ever pay movie theater price food, you do not know how cheap I am. What is my opinion of the Dune popcorn bucket? That is literally probably the only movie theater food I would ever buy to get that bucket.
Apple, you're Dutch. You're supposed to be saving money whenever you can.
Is there any chance the Wyvern fit is going to be posted in the forums? Do you mean like how to fit your Wyvern for a super fleet?
It's on the forums.
Yeah, if it's not there, it should be there. I can check after this, but it should be there.
It's there. You just have to be there. In the...
Okay. Yeah, you have to go to the super forums, the forum that is connected to be having a super, and then you can see the fit there.
Are there any structures that are hostile war decks that I can't touch? We generally have a post that says what you can and cannot hit as far as structures, so you can look at the post.
If we have a war deck target, against something,
yeah,
you can shoot it.
Fuck them up. Any update on the approved 30-party apps topic? That's something we were talking about a few weeks ago, but I don't remember off the top of my head. It's something we end up talking about a lot. We talk about dev work a lot in our meetings. Favorite Motley Crue song? I don't know. What's a Motley Crue song? They're a little before my time. Yeah, shame.
It's Kickstart My Heart. Clearly the best one.
There you go. Classic CTL. Thunderchild writing Sig when. So Thunderchildren are inferior to the Stormbringer in just about every way as far as writing goes. So I would not I would not start a ratting thing for it because they're not as good as Stormbringers. Rat and Stormbringers. Like, the money that you make up, first off, ammo is super expensive. Second, the ship is super expensive. Third, any money that you make up in faster clear time is lost by warp speed. So, Stormbringers are just better.
And by dying in them.
Yeah.
Which, if also, you look at the kill board for Thunder Children, they explode a whole lot more.
Yeah, people, they're kills that people want. And so you have to, like, you have to make so much more money just to initially replace the value, and then you're making less shooting more expensive ammo and wasting time warping. So I just don't think they should ever be used. I think they're one of those things that, like, if you just look at the tiny number, like, oh yeah, I'm making 1 mil more a tick than I would in a Stormbringer, maybe. Maybe it makes sense. But if you think about that, if a Stormbringer costs, let's say, 700 million and a Thunderchild costs, you know, 2.2 billion, that 1 mil difference has to make up that entire time. You'll never get there. You'll never get there before you lose it. Is the Stormbringer group ratting Theta open for Alliance members? Yeah, you can join Theta. Anyone can join. Janelle points out that Stormbringers kill their droppers, like the Insignos, quicker too.
Yeah, it's really fun if you do it with a friend and bring a latch for one of the characters in your fleet and then get dropped on you. Just like, haha, you're pointed at 50. And then they die.
Are we planning on doing something with PH farming Sancha LP burner missions right under our nose? It's one of those things where people have gone in there and hunted people down, but it's relatively hard to hunt down, you know, people hunting, doing LP. So if it's something you want to dedicate yourself to, please do. But, you know, it just takes a lot of setup to stop that.
I'm sure our Russian neighbors kill them frequently.
Altaray Phoenix says, can I give you more smug? I mean, you can try. This better not be... Okay, it's not Pancake Cat. Nice, I love killing structures under their nose. Well done. Awesome. If you cast your mind back to, let's say, a year and a half ago, you had Horde coming into our space basically every day, attacking us, hitting our structures and reinforcing them, being annoying. And generally looking like an organization with a sign of life to it. And then all those FCs, essentially every FC who would actually proactively go into our space, quit or left them. Some of them joined Goons. When was the last time you saw a Horde fleet that wasn't a bomber fleet in Delve? I don't think it's happened for a very long time. Okay, people are saying last night, yesterday. Okay. Oh, Ziggum. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Our guys are going into their space all the time. And
What about a fleet that actually wants to fight goons instead of just killing them?
Yeah. I understand. Maybe, you know, since we're going into their space, they just don't even want to come into our space and fight. Like, I get it. They bring in a frigate fleet sometimes. Oof.
It could be Jackjaws.
Yeah, true.
Nah, we're talking about a Horde, not PL Kaz.
Yeah. Well, PL can bring Caracals, too. Don't forget, it's not just Jackdaws, it's also Caracals.
I guess I can't keep my pandemic straight.
It is pretty amazing. Like, PL used to be, like, a highly respected group in this game, even, you know, by their enemies. And now they are a Jackdaw and Caracal flying organization.
5-time Alliance tournament winners.
Yeah, it's so cringe, man. Oh, it's so cringe. It makes me laugh every time. I was talking to some of the directors today, and I'm like, should I edit five or have my in-game title be 5-time Titan fight winner in there? Would that be equally cringe? Is that how you fight the cringe? You just embrace it yourself? All right. Any other questions? All right, Altair, I get it. You got a lot of kills. Well done. When was the last time you fell for a scam? Well, I joined Goonswarm in, what, 2013? So that probably then. Can we get more actual bombing fleets? So bombing fleets are super useful, but they're... Let me put it this way. You used to go on boat fleets, right? And, you know, one out of 10 times you would get a big explosion, maybe. So it was like whiff, 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 whiff. Giant, you know, burst of, you know, enjoyment, right? And bomber fleets are not like that anymore. You don't really ever see an entire fleet explode unless you get really lucky. They're more a thing that adds pressure and load to the FC. And if you've ever been bombed in one of our fleets and then everyone broadcasts while the FC is yelling, don't broadcast for bomb damage, you know how annoying it can be, especially for Logie. So you have to be the kind of person who enjoys like knowing that you're doing that. A steady trickle of bombs is actually a lot more effective these days than, you know, 40 bombers doing a vector attack. Do we blobs drop them like they do to us in Dell? Fred has been doing that a lot, and I would like to repay the favor. So you've come to the crux of the issue. We do have, and I have been myself at times, logged off in their space, but you have to like infiltrate their space. You have to leave that character entombed inside the blobs. You do that, and it's just hard to get, you know, they have 1,000 characters in NPC Delve just with jump clones, and getting 1,000 characters to log off in their space is basically an impossible task. You know, the last time I had my character out there, it was out there for like 3 months, and it couldn't do anything else with it. So, you know, it's the difference between having NPC space and not. And so they do get a rat with a lot more impunity out there. Janelle has a good point about how modern battleship fleets have about twice the EHP of what they did, and bombs have been nerfed several times. So, yes, you are correct. That is why they fight NPC space in the drone lanes so hard. It's because they have... that's actually what's more impressive about how we usually win the MER, is the fact that they have every advantage and we're still winning. Warp, warp, warp. If you warped, you're dead. Yes, indeed. All right. Any more last second questions?
Do we have an answer?
Next PI session? I've never done a PI session. Access Doctrine, when? I mean, other than the one we did yesterday, probably going to stay in high sec. They're not actually that great of hauls, Maddie. They were just good for that particular job. As far as I know, they're the only battleship that doesn't have the extender and armor plate bonus. So they have the EHP of like an old battleship. Yeah, they were good. Like, they did a lot of pressure. I can't tell you guys how happy I was that they were primarying my rogue fleet. Like, I saw some of their chat about how I must be just molding that my fleet is being targeted. Oh yeah, I was super mad that everyone was shooting our rogues while we were killing their paladins. That was a real painful experience for me, guys. That was rough. Oh, no.
Like, four of our rogues cost as much as one of their paladins, so, like...
You existed, Dragon. That's why you got primaried. Yep, exactly. I was so upset as their paladins were dying. Last time I read, they lost 200 billion, we lost 110 billion. I think the last I saw was like 225 to 115, which is pretty crazy. You know, we blew up, we had to kill two Satoyos while they were doing that, and they heavily outnumbered us until the end when they gave up. Once the numbers were even though we still had to shoot the Satoya, they're like, yeah, guys, this is too much for us. The numbers are even. We better leave. We better run. I know I harp on this a lot, and I do it because it's important. You know, that is the difference between us and them. We went and fought them at the Keepstar last time. They outnumbered us. We took the fight. We're going to keep doing that. And I know a lot of you enjoy it. I know that's the reason why a lot of you are here. I just want you to know that we will keep doing that. Someone post the BR for Tedric. Other than that, I will wish you guys a... well, looks like we got one more question here. Asher, why did we do so well in that fight? Shouldn't their paladins have obliterated us? No. I mean, they basically have given up on paladins in Nullsec. So they brought them to Highsec because... there's some things where, you know, when your enemy's making a mistake, you don't correct them. And the way they do certain things in paladins, their FCs are just... It's just their FCs. That's who they are. And I'm going to just let them keep doing what they do. They do a great job at running those paladins. I think they should keep doing it. All right. That's all I'm going to say for today. Thank you guys for showing up to the fireside. I will see you next time.